Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text upon which we base the meditation is the epistle lesson that was read before and is on the back of your bulletins. Isn't this a great day to be back here in the sanctuary to celebrate our Lord's resurrection? Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Our Lord was crucified. Our Lord was buried in the tomb. His enemies considered his life over and that his life was all in vain. And then Easter came, and the grave was empty. Jesus had risen from the dead, risen just as he told his disciples he would do on the third day, just as he had even told his enemies that he would do on the third day. And so they had put a guard at the tomb to make sure that that did not happen. But the guard could not stop the risen Christ. And so we are rejoicing today because Jesus rose, body, soul, and spirit from the grave. And that's the reason we're here. We're here because Jesus rose from the dead. If Jesus did not rise, then you and I are still in our sins and we have no hope of a life after death. But the fact is, Jesus did rise. And so we do have that hope of living with God in heaven. If Jesus had not risen, we would not have that certain and confident hope. But Jesus rose. Yes, it was astonishing. Astonishing to the women when they found the tomb empty. They were even bewildered, thinking that someone had stolen the body, something had happened to the body. They had forgotten the promise that Jesus said that he would rise from the dead. And so, a few minutes later, Jesus appears to them to take away their bewilderment and to fill them with astonishment. They run and tell the disciples. Peter and John are shaken by this event, but they're not sure that it's true. So they run to this tomb and look for themselves. But they see an empty tomb, and they too, at that moment, are perplexed. Perplexed as to what this all means. But then later on in the day, Jesus appears also to Peter. He also appears to the 10 disciples in the upper room that evening and to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Five different times he appears on that first Easter day to different groups of people, all eyewitness accounts. And then there's another six or seven other eyewitness accounts of Jesus' resurrection, 500 people at one time. So we can say that the resurrection of Jesus is one of the best known facts and proven facts of ancient history. We have more references to Jesus, eyewitness accounts of his resurrection, than we have to the existence of Pilate and certainly to many of the pharaohs of Egypt that you find listed in your history books as pharaohs. And so, yes, it's a proven fact that Jesus was risen from the dead. But as our text tells us, if we only have hope in Christ during this life, if the only reason we believe in Jesus is for our short life here in this earth, then it's all in vain. Our hope and faith in Christ includes much more than living a few years on this earth. We have the hope of the resurrection. We have the hope that God and the sure confidence that God on the last day will raise up our bodies with their soul once again and bring us to himself in heaven where we shall live with our Lord forevermore. If the only reason that you and I worship God was for the 60 or 70 years, fewer or more, that we live here in this earth, then there would really be no reason to be a Christian. If Jesus was still in the dead, in the grave, then why suffer persecution? Why suffer rebuke of other people if the only hope that we have is for the few years we live in this earth? You and I can live an upright and moral life without being a Christian. We can see it in our communities all over. There's all kinds of what we call civil righteousness, people who live decent lives, who are good to their neighbors, but have no faith in God. You can do that without faith in God. But you cannot live with God in heaven. You cannot live with God in heaven without putting your trust in Jesus Christ. Now, there are many modern critics, just like there was at the time of Jesus' resurrection, that didn't want to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Some of them even call themselves Christians today that deny the resurrection of Jesus. At best, they say Jesus rises in your heart when you come to faith. And so there's a faith resurrection. And yes, there might be a faith resurrection, but there is a real resurrection. Jesus rose. His body was no longer in the grave. He showed his body to his disciples, to 500 people. Jesus is alive, body and soul, and that is with him in heaven. And so Paul would say to those who doubt the physical resurrection of Jesus that they're to be pitied. Pitied, because if that's all they trust in Jesus for is this life on this earth, then they are missing the whole concept. Jesus rose, body and soul, from the dead. As in the sin of Adam, when Adam and Eve fell into sin, God says, because of that sin, sin came on all people. And because of sin, we all will die. But then God sent Jesus, his Son, without spot or blemish, without any sin. And he then became our substitute. He died on the cross to pay the debt of our sin. And because Jesus did that, and then he rose from the dead to proclaim his victory over death, you and I can now be confident that we too will live with Jesus. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too shall rise. And so if you do not accept the resurrection of Christ, then there's nothing left for you. There's no reason for faith. There's no reason for religion. But Jesus did rise. The tomb was empty. It was astonishing to the women. It was astonishing and bewildering to the disciples that Easter morning as they stood before that empty tomb until Jesus showed himself to them in the upper room that evening. And because Jesus did rise, the Apostle Paul says, then we now are willing to face persecution. You and I now are willing to suffer rebuke and all sorts of troubles and hardships just because we are willing to live our faith and to demonstrate and to speak of our faith to others. Other parts of the world, they die for their faith as in Christians. We so far have been spared that here. But God says that even if that came, those who love him would be willing to give up their life rather than deny Christ. The reason we do that is because we know that Jesus will return again with glory, that he will return again on the final day, and that he will raise up all the dead, and all those who believe in him will live with God in heaven. But those who rejected him, who deny him, those Jesus will condemn to the fires of hell. And that's why we remain faithful. Our faith is not just for this earth. It's not just for today and tomorrow. Our faith goes way beyond that. It goes to our life with our Lord in heaven, where we will live with God forevermore and praise him day after day. That's true. Faith in Christ serves you well on this earth also. It enables us to live in peace with our neighbors. Faith in Christ gives us the power to forgive. Forgive those around us who have hurt us and harmed us, who have sinned against us. We can forgive them as God has forgiven us. Faith in Christ gives us the ability to love one another, and even to love those who, in a sense, abuse us and take our love for granted and don't return the love. We can still love those, even in those cases. And yes, faith is a great asset on this earth, but its value goes beyond this earth. Its value goes to our life with God in heaven, when our sinful body will be changed to be like his glorious body, the body that Jesus rose from the dead with. And then we will live with our Lord forevermore, face to face, praising him day after day, singing his songs in thanksgiving. And so let us overcome death and sin. Overcome it by putting your faith and your trust in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. His resurrection is a guarantee that we too shall live. So let us rejoice and be glad and celebrate this day and celebrate every day as a day of thanksgiving to God, for Christ is risen. Amen. Service will continue as we gather our offerings unto the Lord.